Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a really good reputation.
And he'll keep it because he kept in.
I was gonna say,
now, there's still
more.
A chance he comes back. But now moving forward, the next time you read Jeff Darlington in regards to anything, you're going to be tying it. Oh, he was tied into Brady. He's up there. He's
but
with
also,
Schefter in terms
but
of information.
But also, I think a lot of these times in Schefter and Rapoport are sort of at the top of this where my guess is the team or the player doesn't say, hey, I'm using you to say this.
Right.
They tell them what they want them to hear, and then they've probably worked with these guys a lot or they've heard a lot of things in the past. And for Jeff talking to Brady or Brady's people, a lot of things have been true. So he feels like, all right, I'm gonna go with this.
But your instincts kick in and you say,
yeah,
I got to cover my butt. You've done this, Dale, right? Somebody tells you something and you think there's a chance it's true and it's news. It's a source you trust. But there's also a part of you that knows there's a chance it's not true, that maybe there's some manipulation. So you kind of cover your own butt when you report it, when you talk about it.
Oh, yeah, he couched it.
So he couches it a little bit, but we're still talking about Jeff Darlington.
Yeah.
He has passed up Schefter and Tom Curran and everybody else in the Brady Watch category. Do you need a read there? Brought to you by Northeast.
No, I'm good right now.
Okay. Yeah. So he's gained some notoriety here that will last, right?
But I think Andy, your reasoning for Brady coming back is what makes the most sense to me. Again,
that he chickens out.
Yes.
Don't you think it's going to be hard for him? He could think right now, he thinks I won't leave.
And then last minute, it was just like last year, some of the reports out there were, oh, Brady's not gonna go to Detroit for the preseason game unless they get a contract done. And they did get a contract done, but it wasn't the one that he wanted.
Right.
He still went to Detroit and like all these things. And it's just, time and time again, you go back through the history of his contract negotiations. He always signed ahead of time, never waited to get max dollar. They've, since the beginning of his career, got rid of Deion Branch, got rid of Logan Mankins, got rid of David Givens. Like, got rid of all of his guys, and still he just sort of, you know, grins and bears it and kind of goes on. So, if anything, he would kind of, at the last minute, say, all right, I'm coming back, even though the offers might be for twice as much money somewhere else or, you know, three times as many years.
Well, I've been on the stay side from the beginning. I'm still on the stay side. I still think ultimately, I think there is a part of Tom Brady's heart that's in this, which is the idea of beginning and ending his career in the same place matters to him.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, they've been wildly successful during his time here. I think the negative from Brady's perspective is I do think Brady is a very positive kind of person. He always, you know, looks for the positives and all that. And after a while, I think, you know, dealing with the Grim Reaper as your head coach every single day, the exact diametrically opposed opposite of who you are has got to wear on you.
Right. But if you look for the positive, how about, you know, Brendan Murphy, who's the equipment guy who does all the drills with Brady in the back. Well, if I go to Tennessee,
Who am I
doing those with for a year? Like, I have to build this new relation. I mean, there's somebody there that would do it.
And love to do
it. Right. But like that change and that guy, and you like him, and we have a good relationship. And I throw, you know, he bucket drill. He goes 30 yards downfield.
Yeah, but he'd rather have a really good guy to throw to on the field.
No,
than
I know.
In
I'm
practice.
I just think this plays into the decision. And
oh, there's a lot.
Remember that old commercial? A bad day in Florida is better than a good day in most other places.
Okay.
Does he have a little bit of that? Like, yeah, a bad day. There's clouds here in New England. It's not perfectly sunny all the time, but a bad day in L.A. could be a lot worse than a bad day in New England.
I go back to one of the interviews he did this year. I think it was with, like, Variety or Vanity Fair or one of those things. And he was talking about how impressed he was with Giselle, who was, like, 16 and went from Brazil to Japan to New York and was just, like, living in all these different places. And Brady is so used to, you know, he's in California, Michigan, New England. Like, that's right. Basically been his life, and that's what he's used to. And he was just so impressed by her and her being like, well, why do you have to stay somewhere?
But that's her. Like, right. I feel the same
way. But
he's
been with her for a long time, and maybe
he can't change him. He can be impressed with it. It's like that thing, you know, that kid that joined the Marines from your high school class, and you're like, I could never do that. Really impressed by that.
Be inspired by it.
I don't have that.
Right.
And it would, if I joined, I think it would be a mistake immediately, and I'd know that immediately, and I'd be asking to get my 5 years back or whatever. I think Tom can be impressed with Giselle and say, imagine if I had grown up differently. Maybe I would have looked at this all differently.
Yeah, maybe.
But I am who I am, and me being me, I'm not going to move for the sake of moving something.
A texter brings up an interesting point. Wouldn't Tom Brady's worst nightmare be he signs with Tennessee or whoever, and Bill Belichick takes Jarrett Stidham to the AFC Championship? Wouldn't that just be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. I mean, that'd be bad for him. And because I also, that might be the worst thing for Brady, only in that you're going to get, for the first time, a chance to see Brady with somebody else. Belichick, again, there's a handful of seasons. You go back to Cleveland. Like, we have seen Belichick without Brady, and it's not great, but it's not a disaster.
11-5 without him was pretty good.
No, that was, and, you know, a playoff win would have
made
Cleveland
the playoffs
was good.
Next year.
Right.
Oh, easily.
Right.
Seven seed, baby. Woo, easily. But I think Brady, if Brady struggles next year, he gets sort of that, well, he's 43, what'd you really expect?
Right.
He has that kind of cop-out. If Belichick falls on his face, then I think everybody is going to say, and they're not necessarily right because it's only going to be one season, but they're all going to say, well, this was all Brady then. But if he's able to take Stidham to the AFC Championship game, then it just kind of further validates what a lot of us already think, is that Belichick's the greatest coach of all time, and it's sort of another big check mark for him.
Including,
like, he was able to get there without Brady.
Including Brady. I believe Brady when he says the best coach is Bill Belichick. So he leaves
I think he feels that.
Right. So wherever he goes, he knows he left the best coach to go to an inferior coach.
And whoever it is, it's a question of how much worse than what I just left.
But does he think that he is the best roster builder?
My guess is, based on the tone of all these Tom Curran reports, that he wants more say and wants to know the plan. No, he doesn't. Because you can't want more say without it basically undercutting the person who has the say. You're saying,
100%.
I don't trust you. I need to know what you're doing because I don't know if it's really the best thing anymore.
And I wonder too, Dale, I mean, without getting inside of his head, like with the modern day athlete, how important is playing with one franchise? Because even the great, like if you look at the recent greats in the NFL, Peyton Manning played for two teams, Joe Montana played for two teams, Jerry Rice played for five teams. Emmitt Smith played for two teams.
Tony Gonzalez.
But ironically, some of those guys that you mentioned have basically been saying to Tom, don't do it.
Right.
Yeah, Joe Montana did.
Yeah, Joe Montana, don't.
Namath, Namath said, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Well, Namath can take a hike. I don't care what Namath is. I said the all-time greats I was referring to.
No, but my point is guys who have done it, other guys have said, you know, I thought it was going to be better. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Although Peyton Manning, I'm sure, would probably have said, go for it. You know, he won a Super Bowl, went to two,
the
was
only
an MVP.
Reason the only reason I think he left Indy, though, was the physical issue. I mean, I think he would have begun and ended his career in Indianapolis if he hadn't been hurt the way he was and had to sit out a year.
And Andrew Luck. Had Andrew been available?
They had the number one pick in the draft.
See, I'm not sure they would have gone the Luck route if Peyton Manning's healthy and good and everything's fine.
Well, they wouldn't have, because if he's never hurt, then they're never one of the worst teams.
Pick.
But even if they're one of the worst teams and the top five prospects are a pass rusher, a wide receiver, this, they might say, no, we're sticking with Peyton Manning. We're not rolling the dice on a maybe franchise quarterback. Andrew Luck was considered generational, best since whatever, Elway.
Right.
If he's not there, I think that would have played out differently. But you're right, it worked out for Peyton Manning. He was younger. He was 36 at the time of the change, and he had MVP caliber seasons and Super Bowl seasons and all that. But Brady's healthier right now, despite what Bill told us about him missing practice time last year. Overall, Brady's healthier than Peyton Manning
was. Well, than Peyton Manning was, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Now, he's still going to be 43. Mm-hmm. Did you guys read the Fastest Five this morning?
Which, I did not.
Fast Five. It's a column.
Where's that?
EEI.com.
We've been a little busy doing a show, Andy.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, it was posted at 6 a.m., so, you know, you had plenty of time on your way in when you had your habanero breakfast sandwich or whatever the hell you were.
I was a little busy crafting the open.
Driving. I don't read and drive at the same time.
I was fast asleep.
At least I appreciate his honesty. Yeah. But the thing that I started to look into, because everybody, that's very distracting. Every, to me anyway.
Let's be honest. Everything is to you.
That's true.
Everybody talks about cap numbers and salaries, and people like to use that old Robert quote, oh, you don't want the cap number to be 18 to 20% of your cap. I don't know if that. So I went back and looked using overthecap.com, hoping their numbers are good. And the average Brady percentage of cap over the years is basically between 8 and change up to 11 and change. There's a couple spikes in there. I think 2006 it went up to like 13.5%.
Yeah.
And then a couple years ago it was 12. But basically it's in the range of 8 to 11% of the cap, which on a $200 million salary cap is somewhere between $16 and $22 million cap figure. So these numbers we're talking about are well above that, right?
Yeah, they're all like 30, if you're, right?
Well, I mean, never believed the 30 anyway.
But if you do.
I honestly think that what's going to happen is that Drew Brees is going to get 2 years, somewhere around $54 million, all guaranteed. And I think the Brady contract's in that ballpark.
But then when you add in the dead cap number.
Well, but then you add in the void years and you bump, kick some of that some down of that. The road.
But you wouldn't be able to do all of that, out. Right?
Well, the $13 million's on the cap. What you're basically doing is just moving that. So it's on the cap now, and then when he leaves the next time, there'll still be a $13 or a $15 million of dead money when he's not on your team. And I've said this before. The hope then is you've drafted your franchise quarterback
who's
young.
And he's making short money.
$898,000.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Plus Brady's $15. Yeah. $16 million for the cap this year at the quarterback position.
Live with it for the year, and
right.
then we go.
And then we sign him to his long-term deal. And
right, and
works.
The question then it always goes back to, like, is this version of Tom Brady worth 20% of your cap or whatever, the, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, or a few years ago when you didn't have to pay him that much, he actually was worth it, and now it's like more of a debate.
Because I went back and looked, and a lot of people think, oh, you know, Ben Roethlisberger screwed the Steelers and Manning screwed the Colts, and you look at all these deals, none of them were up really in that 20% range. Although, if you look at it now, what's the talk? Well, Patrick Mahomes is going to get $40 million, right?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that makes more sense than Dak Prescott
getting
it.
That's 20% of your $200 million cap. So is that the new norm? Are the finances, because the cap is so bloated, quarterback is so such an important position, are the numbers changing? But the reality is, for the bulk of the last 20 years, most quarterbacks, even the truly elite high-paid ones, are in the teens in their percentage of cap. And for Brady to stay there at, say, $22 million, well, that's not the numbers we're reading. That's not 3 years, $100 million, $65 million guaranteed, unless you really finagle the books, but we'll see. I don't know if anybody cares about this, these numbers.
I don't care about
it's like
the
Red Sox.
I really don't.
You know, we have to reset our books to get from 236 to 208 and this and that and that. Do fans really want to know about the numbers?
Bottom line, you traded your best player.
Correct.
The bottom line for the Patriots is you're either bringing Brady back or you're not. How you make it bounce
actually,
or whatever.
I chant Brady either way.
Yeah,
it's whether I'm chanting for the home sideline or the road sideline.
Right.
Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby, as football coaches say.
617-779-7937. Is the telephone number. So Andy's actually stronger about him staying.
I'm weaker about him staying.
Weaker. I have not shifted over to the left side of the board.
We're going to get Andy Hart on the board here. He's not even on the board.
Do you have a percentage, Dale?
Oh, we're going to do that during the break.
Thank you, Sean.
There we go.
What's your percentage?
If
it was 100, he's staying. It's now...
It's like 60-40.
Oh.
Wow.
You've gone from 100 to 60-40?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a big swing.
Those knees are weak.
That is.
Thank you, Andy.
You're about to go down.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
What the bleep is wrong with you people?
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
There he is.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Is it fairly safe to say that one of the people who's got a pretty good reputation out there among NFL media is Jim Trotter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jim Trotter tweeted out just a few minutes ago, NFL player reps will vote today. My interjection. The conference call is supposed to be at 1 o'clock. NFL player reps will vote today on the CBA proposal that owners approved yesterday. Things are fluid, but a yes vote is not a given. Some powerful player voices are speaking out against it publicly and privately, with some believing they have the 11 votes to kill it as written.
So is that the J.J. Watt effect? Right? Because wasn't he one of the guys
that was public?
Some are public, some are not. And J.J. Watt, I would think, would carry a good amount of weight in the league. right? I mean, as far as guys that, you know, you would listen to.
But again, he's on that $100 million high-end.
Plenty of guys that would look at him and say, you don't really experience the same things that we do.
That's where I think the Patriots have a really interesting guy in Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a superstar. He's not.
He also, do they have that guy?
What do you mean?
Isn't he a free agent?
Yeah, but I think he's still their rep. Yeah, like, I think he's the guy who would vote today among the 32 for the Patriots. Because I think their assistant was Ted Karras. So technically, they don't have
a vote. They don't have anybody.
We don't have a vote.
No taxation without representation, though. Right. They have to have a vote in this.
Right.
So, but I just think you have different mindsets, and he brings a unique mindset. Yeah, he's been around a long time and made good money, you know, over a 10-year career. But he's never had longer than like a couple-year deal that's worth a few million dollars. He doesn't have $100 million. So he's looking at it from maybe more of a rank-and-file perspective, even as a multi-time, long-time Pro Bowl talent.
Right.
So that's the issue. And then I also wonder, I mean, these things that are sort of vague in the fact sheet that they put out, like, do any players say, wait, can I get some details on this? Like, you kind of leave some of these things, you know, it'll go up every year.
Now, we should point out that things seem to happen really quickly, like out of the blue yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, all of a sudden, like, what the heck? I mean, the owners are gathering. They've been negotiating this thing for like 10 months.
Right.
So the player reps who have been involved in the negotiations, and they aren't named J.J. Watt, they've known all of this stuff for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not like this is hitting them out of the blue. And it's, oh, my God, we got to vote when?
But it certainly feels like, because the league put out the statement, I don't know if you read that about, you know, we'd all like to know what rules we're using for business next week or something like that.
Does make sense.
Right. The 25th is, you know, 4 days away. That's the first day of franchise tag and transition tag, which right now you can use both. If they ratify a new CBA, then you go back to only being able to use one. That's part of business. So certainly the teams right now seem like they're the ones that want this done.
Let's speed this up. Figure out what we're doing with
our
guys.
But if I'm a player, we've been negotiating a long time. This is a really important long-term deal, a decade.
Yeah.
Billions upon billions of hundreds of billions or whatever.
10 years ago, they're going to get smoked again.
So I think the pressure is being put on by the league. Like, the owners come to New York. Oh, we voted for it. We're happy with it.
Because, like, what are the owners giving up in this case? From what we've read, what are they even giving
up? Well, a percentage and a half, right? It goes from 47 to 48.5. But not really.
Right, exactly.
Because the half one comes in if they get the 17th game.
Right.
And which could happen in a year money. Or two.
And I guess that's up for debate on what year that starts.
According to the fact sheet that the Players Association put out, 47% this year, plus $100 million in new player costs above the current CBA. And as we said, it's about $3 million a team.
Yeah, that's
guaranteed 48% share of revenue in 2021, the ability to increase the percentage to 48.5% share through a media kicker, which applies in any season the league plays 17 games. In other words, we add that extra game, we get additional TV money, we then take it to 48.5%.
Except, if I'm a cynical player, I'd say, there's no cap on how much more you're making for a 17th game. There's a cap on how much the players can make.
Yeah.
Why is that? Question in the back?
They're like, well, don't worry about that.
Why is our money capped and yours uncapped? Just asking.
I do like the idea of sort of a mid-level exception, which like the NBA kind of has. They're going with the new 4-year player benefit up to an additional $1.25 million in salary excluded from the cap for up to two players. So these good teams can kind of benefit from like grabbing like a veteran guy over that. I think that's kind of good, and that could help some of those guys. But overall, I mean, the owners aren't giving up a whole lot. Because you're right. Oh, yeah, you're getting an extra percentage. Well, okay. Well, you're also getting a game, and then you're getting another playoff game.
Well, not only are they not giving up much, and you're exactly right, Rich, they're actually gaining. Because what happens here is, and this is just an additional part of this whole thing, is they've put a cap on how much the player gets to get for that extra game.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
In other words,
what you make is not capped.
If you're Tom Brady, and I don't know how much, you know, $23 million, how much that is per game, well, guess what, Tom? For that 17th game, you get $250,000. And he said, well, wait a minute. Game 16, I got $600,000, whatever it is.
Or a million.
And game 17, you're telling me I get $250,000?
Right. And now some of that works out because technically the cap that extra 0.5% of the revenues goes to all players in general. But to your specific contract, it doesn't. Like, over the long haul, you should make more money because the cap goes up another half. You know what I mean? So you're kind of getting more money, but it's not a direct injection of income into your pocket the way the owners, A, are going to make a boatload more on TV, but they get another game, another gate, another ticket sale, beer sale, hot dog sale, direct income coming in.
If I were a cynic, and I am, I would, and I'm the Players Association, that 17th game scares the hell out of me for a couple of reasons. We talked about this yesterday. How do you determine who gets 9 at home and 8 on the road? You know, how do I make sure that I'm not at a competitive disadvantage because I'm vying for a playoff spot?
Well, then,
with
are you going to last minute throw a neutral site thing at us?
I was going to say
that's what. Yeah,
what if all the 17s are
in London,
outside the or Mexico, or Canada?
If I were the Players Association, I'd say, wait a minute. So, in effect, what you've got is a 16-game season that you could put somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Either in one location and everybody goes through town, or four locations or six locations,
which I would also argue,
oh, so it's not even really just a 17th game where I might have to go to Cincinnati from New England.
No, get your passports.
It's a bigger deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. Belichick hated the Mexico trip. God, did he eviscerate that
upon return.
Tell him he's got to go back to Mexico City.
Well, see, the beauty of him is at any point he can say, peace out.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm done. This is over. Because he's going to hate a lot of this, the tackling and the limitations of practice.
Oh, yeah, time. Most of it's going the wrong way.
But that's what I mean if I'm a player. There seems like a vagary. Oh, we'll add a 17th game. But where is it?
What's the catch? How does that work? There's a huge catch.
And the owners are covering their butts. There's no risk on their end. Any 17th game they put on TV makes them more money, right? The ratings become more desirable. And then maybe they're doing deals with countries and locations. And so the whole thing is there's a little too much, let's hurry up and ratify this, and we'll fix the language later. The details will come later.
Now, don't worry. We'll get back to you later on.
That doesn't seem right.
Selfishly, I do hope it gets done soon.
And it will.
Next week, all right, does Dallas franchise Dak Prescott, does the Tennessee Titans franchise Derrick Henry, or Tannehill, or both? And, like, all the...
Those are the two teams to get some of that process.
Yeah, specifically
at the
those
forefront.
Two.
And those players.
Tampa with Winston. I mean, there's a few guys that...
No, but I mean, both of those teams may have had a plan of, well, franchise one, transition the other.
Okay.
And one of those players now goes from, I could get a one-year deal at really good money, or am I going to be the... So they franchise Tannehill. Well, if I'm Derrick Henry...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I already told y'all, we're starting at Zeke's number, so give me that.
Right.
Instead of the $10 million I would have got on a transition tag.
And then one of the guys that a lot of people are pointing to that would maybe entice Brady to stay in New England would be Hunter Henry. But do the Chargers end up using a tag on him?
And exactly.
So there's a lot that needs to fall into place here. And the players should probably fight this a little bit more or get a little bit more than what it says that they have here. But just as a football fan, I'm like, all right, hurry up and get this going so we can get the rosters changing.
As a player and a human being, This is anything. Like, if I'm negotiating a new car deal and the guy's like, I need to know right now. Okay, well, if you need to know right now, it's a no, right? Like,
yeah,
you're not going to pressure and you have some reason you're bullying me, and I'm putting, you know, a $40,000 deal down here. No, if you need an answer right now, it's no. Don't be bullied and pressured into something that I'm paying for the next 5 years on a loan.
Right, and for a lot of these guys, I mean, you're talking about their whole career. This is going to be in for 10 years. almost every guy right now that has a part of it or has some sort
won't
of say
see
in
the
it,
end of it.
Not only that, or like that's the last one they're going
right.
to see, right? Like even some of the rookies and second year guys. Hey, if you play 10 more years, that's great. So don't expect any other kind of change or anything. Like this is it. This is how you guys are going
to
be living.
And that's where I wonder. You know, it's the 32 representatives. Then it would go to the rank and file members, but you also have some changes to retirement plans here and different things that could affect past players. Do they voice their opinions? Do they, you know, it takes time, right? If I'm Matthew Slater and I'm taking calls from Matt Chatham and don't do it. You know, I've started doing the pension or I lost my health care. I know how it is once you're done. You're looking at the 90,000 here and now, but let me inform you of how it is. It takes time to gather all that information.
617-779-7937. Tyler's in Bridgewater. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, so I just got a quick question. It's kind of changing the subject up a little bit from what you guys are talking about. So I'm going to go back to the whole Brady thing. Let's say Brady does leave. And I'm not saying, yes, he's staying, yes, he's leaving. But let's just say he does leave, right?
Yep.
And regardless of who our quarterback is, whether it be Stidham or, you know, whoever else, whatever free agent quarterbacks, do you guys believe that the Patriots will still try to pursue a wide receiver and tight end duo? Or do you think that none of these wide receivers or tight ends are going to want to come to the Patriots with Stidham or Dalton or whoever
it
may
so
be?
It's a good question. I think they should still pursue both. My guess would be wide receiver, maybe not. So N'Keal Harry can sort of develop with the other young quarterback
they've
that's here.
Got to get a tight end.
But tight ends, no.
They don't have one.
They have to sign one or two, and they have to draft one.
Yeah. Correct. Now, I assume we're talking higher end. Here. Yeah. Like, we're talking about, do they do, if Brady stays,
we're not talking about Bruce
Hunter
Ellington.
Henry and Stephon Diggs are the targets.
Yes.
Whereas if Brady leaves, maybe
it still should be Hunter Henry. And then the receiver's a little bit different because can't you convince yourself, well, N'Keal Harry's going to be healthy. He's a first round pick. And not that you or I think he's going to be great necessarily, but you don't need to bring in somebody to block him while you're also having either a bridge quarterback or a developmental quarterback. But the tight end is like, that's an obvious no-brainer.
That's a hole no matter how you look at it.
617-779-7937. Bottom of the next hour, Kiefer Madness, our week in review. It's Dale and Hart. Dale and Hart.
Yeah,
I'll see you guys later.
Peace out, sunglasses.
Keith with Hart. Sorry. Sports Radio WEEI.
How many times has Rich Keefe been wrong?
Zero.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Nice. Our musical bumpers for the rest of the day are in tribute to our friends upstairs. Our sister station, WAAF, where Mike Shue and Mistress Carrie are, in Carrie's words, driving this bitch off the cliff. So good for her.
Thelma and Louise.
The NHL trade deadline is Monday afternoon. We have a big trade deadline special on Nesson. I hope you'll tune in at 2:30.
Dale, what are you talking about? We have a big trade deadline special
and we feed right into the trade deadline special.
Are you going to take Trade Desk Shime with you?
No.
I'm available, Dale.
Yeah,
he can swing right over and do Nesson. You could set him up. It'd be even better on TV.
I'll get a nice little haircut. I'll wear a shirt and tie. I'll be ready to
go. Wear you Red Sox hat again?
No, I said I'd wear a shirt and tie.
Let's go to the trade desk. Here's Chris Schein.
He looks more like a radio guy, in my opinion.
I guess we'll have to decide. Do we go to Chris Schein on the trade desk at Nesson, or do we go to Sofia Yurkshtevich?
Schein.
We can go to both of us. We can just do it together.
You guys can share.
You'd be happy with that.
It's like when they go to Schefter and Mortensen.
Dale, I'm a taken man, okay?
Is that exactly what it's like?
It's just like that. I don't know who's who in that scenario.
I'll be the Mort. That's fine.
You could be Mort.
So there have been deals made in the NHL, and every time a deal gets made, Bruins fans go, hey, how come that? I was like that when Brendan Dillon went to the Caps.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Guy that I wanted. There are still some targets out there available. Chris Kreider's a guy that some people have talked about. Josh Anderson in Columbus. Today I saw a name I had not seen before, and Joe McDonald, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Bruins here in Boston, and Scott Powers, who covers the Blackhawks in Chicago for The Athletic, came up with a deal that I had not seen before, but I like it.
All right, let's hear it.
They're talking about the possibility of whether the Bruins and Blackhawks could pull off a deal that would send Brandon Saad to Boston.
Hmm.
A two-time Stanley Cup champion with the Chicago Blackhawks. A guy who is under contract through next year, making him even more attractive, that it is not a rental. They theorize on what it would take to get him.
And the guy who covers the Blackhawks said, you know, obviously the price would be high. They're not necessarily looking to trade Brandon Saad, but they'd think of it. He suggested it would be a first-round pick, and then he listed really basically the Bruins' best prospects, Vaakanainen, Studnicka, Frederick, those guys.
Yep.
And that, you know, that it would be one of those guys, a first-round pick, and maybe even a roster player. So we'll play the game here. Joe McDonald said Studnicka is not available. They'd probably consider any of those others. If you're Don Sweeney, do you give up a first-round pick, Juho Vaakanainen, for lack of a better term, and Danton Heinen for Brandon Saad?
I would. My first question, though, would be, Saad's a left wing, right? And don't they need a right wing?
Well, maybe, because one of the things they did in this piece was theorize, you know, what if you stuck Saad on the left side with Charlie Coyle?
Okay.
And the other thing they've talked about here is moving Coyle to the right wing on that second line with Krejci. The bottom line here is Brandon Saad is a top six caliber forward. I mean, he's a top six guy.
Right, sure.
Under term, not only this year, but next year.
Yes.
So I would, without a doubt, give up a first-round pick, Danton Heinen, and a prospect for a guy that you think is going to put you over the top. And now, I think going into it, a lot of people assumed, because the last 3 years, they've been looking for a right wing to play with Krejci. But if it happens to be somebody else and just makes you a little bit deeper, we mentioned like even a defenseman before, but if it's a top 6-4 that may end up being on your third line, whatever you think it is, I'm going all in. You're a game away from winning the Cup last year. You're one of 3 to 5 teams this year that looks like have a realistic chance of doing it. So I'm not worried about the 28th pick in the draft, or what might even be the 30th pick in the draft. And you have a lot of young guys, and they're all kind of like, you know, throwing darts. Like, out of all those names that you mentioned, maybe one or two will be really good. Maybe one or two will be out of the league soon. Like, you don't really know with those guys. So I would absolutely, for an established guy like Brandon Saad, sure.
Yeah, I'm always of
Brandon
the belief.
Saad, by the way, is having a real good year.
And that's always the simple answer for me in any sport. You could tell me it's the Russian Hockey League. Who's getting the best player? Just tell me who's getting the best player. Yeah. I'm generally a very simple-minded, especially
that's
in
true.
This.
You are.
I know, and I agree to it. And especially in this scenario, as Rich said, you were in Game 7 of the Cup Final. You are a really good team right now, looking like you're well on your way to that sort of a cup run. You're a buyer. You're the Boston Bruins. Just because the Red Sox do something and we're selling pieces away. Nope. In New England, Boston sports, we generally are the acquisition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, go get somebody at the trade. Go get Aqib Talib. Let's make another run. Go get this. Like, not selling off pieces. And if you get the best player in the deal and it's not sending somebody who's untradeable, to me, it's a no-brainer.
I agree.
Supposedly, among their prospects, the only one that Sweeney would deem untradeable is Studnicka, that he would consider Beecher or Steen or Vaakanainen or Frederick. He would consider wheeling those guys. Studnicka is supposedly the guy that, he's not going.
Right.
You gotta have your list like that.
Sure.
And again, it's not like you're trading for the greatest player in the world, right? You're not getting the top guy necessarily on the market, and that's even on the market. All the best guys, they're not going anywhere, so you don't have to give up your prized possession, whoever it may be.
This, by the way, is why I think the Athletic, side note, will succeed. This is a very good idea.
Smart.
ESPN should do more of this. You have a network of reporters that theoretically know teams intimately, correct? And you ask, in this time of trades, put those two together and say, what can you come up with in various cities, and marrying your knowledge of the organizations and contacts together. This is nice job by the Athletic.
Mm-hmm. Here's my favorite quote, and this came courtesy of the Blackhawks beat reporter, who I love the way he put this. He said they're not looking to move Saad. They're not actively looking to move Saad. But as a source told me Thursday, if you're horny for one of their players, they'll talk.
Oh, okay. Now. That's all it takes.
I could start reading more hockey blogs.
Uh-huh.
Is that how we write in the hockey world?
I guess so.
I like it.
Decent size, 6'1", 206 pounds. As I said, he had 23 goals a year ago in 80 games. He's played 48 games this year with 18 goals. He's having a really good year.
Yeah, he's like a mid-20 goal guy.
So in general, Dale, do you believe they're going to make a move? Are you up?
Yeah, I'm positive. There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
They'll make a move. I feel like Sweeney always makes a move. It's just
he will not Danny Ainge this.
No.
Wow. It's not like a shot at Ainge.
It is.
And
I hated the fact that Danny Ainge stood pat.
Yeah, I did.
As a Celtics fan, I hated it.
I didn't hate it, and I think it becomes less hateable the better that Tatum has played as it moves forward.
And Hayward fitting in with those guys. He's on a nice run.
Like, you can convince yourself why they sort of stood pat at the trade deadline.
Because I've come around on that, too, because I wanted a big man, but then you're like, what big men were available? How would you have gotten him in there?
Am I giving up Hayward?
And are they definitely better than Tice or Cantor?
Right.
Who aren't perfect, but they've both been playing pretty well.
Multiple. Are they better than those guys? Are we a better team based on what we gave up to add that body?
Could they have upgraded the bench a little bit? Probably.
Probably, but I think you and I have both agreed that the Celtics are going to go, whether it's this year or in the next 2 years, where the development of Brown and Tatum take you.
100%.
If one of those guys develops into a star player, you have a chance to win a title.
Right.
If they stay as good but not great players,
then that's what you're going to be.
You're going to be a good but not great team. But, Dale, this trade, this would appease your desire for them to make a move?
Oh, absolutely. I love this.
Is this the best name that you think they could acquire?
I mean, this...
Who's better, Kreider or Brandon Saad?
Saad's got the championship pedigree. I mean, he's won a couple of cups
studs
with Chicago.
Teams,
he did.
Yeah.
It's funny because he left there, went to Columbus.
And went right back, didn't he?
And then Chicago said, hey, we need him back. We got to get him back.
Was that a cap issue for them? Because they obviously went all in.
They're still...
Selling a little... or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In trouble.
But like, why he went away to begin with, and then they were able to get him back.
Yep.
But like, yeah, that's an interesting case study. Not that people around here care about the Blackhawks, but they had such a really good run, and they gave Kane and Taves all kinds of money, which they deserve. Two great, great players. Would they win 3 cups?
Yep.
But now they're just in the basement. And yet they completely fell off the cliff.
617-779-7937. Bottom of the next hour, we've got our Kiefer Madness Week in Review. It's Dale and Keith. Andy Hart's in the house with us, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.